Today's Amud is Marikaton Chavzayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chavav Amud Beis, the last few words in the Amud, Tanu Rabbanon. So it says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Ahoylech Mimakom Lumakim. So the Bryce is discussing a person, he was on a business trip, he was traveling from place to place, he was doing business, and while he was on the trip, he finds out he's an Avul. Now an Avul is not allowed to work. So the Shaila is he's already in the middle of his business trip. For him to turn home, he might lose a lot of money. The Shaila is what can he do? So says the Braisa, Im yachul amayit be'isko yamayit. If he's able to be memayit in the amount of business that he does, and it won't be too big of a loss, so then that's what he should do. He should be amayit. Ve'im lav, however, if he's unable to do that, it's going to be too big of a loss, so then he's allowed to work, but yagalgul imahin, he should do a group deal. Instead of doing the business by himself, he should do it together with the group, and in that way, at least that's a better way for him to do the business. Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa. When do the Avelim have to start turning over the beds? One of the Nehugi Avelis that they used to have, at least with Ban Chazal, is that they would turn over the beds in the house. Nowadays, the Shulchan Aruch already says that that's not the Minug. But Bizman Chazal, they would turn over the beds. And so the Shaila is at what point during, or at what point after the mace dies, do they turn over the beds? So says the Braisa, it's Mishayetze Mipesach Beisoy Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. It's as soon as the mace leaves the house, that's when they turn over the beds. According to some Rishonim, it means that this is when all the Nihugi Avelis begin. All the Dini Avelis begins once the mace leaves the house. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, and this is the way we paskin, that Mishayetzeim Agoylo, that the Dini Avelis, they kick in once the mace is buried. Only Mishayetzeim Agoylo, only once the mace is buried. And Ma'i said there was a story, Shemes Rabbi Gamliel Azakin, Rabbi Gamliel Azakin was Nifter, and came in Shiyatsumi Pesach Beisai, as soon as he left the house, as soon as they took the body out of the house, Amar Lehem Rabbi Eliezer said to the Avelim, he said, Kfu Mitaisechem, that you should start turning over your beds. The Kavan Shanista Magoilo, and once they finished burying him, so Amar Lehem Rabbi Yeshua Kfu Mitaisechem. So at that point, that's when Rabbi Yeshua said, that now is when you should turn over your beds. And Amruloi, they said to him, Kvar Kafinu Al Pizakin, that we already turned over our beds, as that was the psak of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer already told us to turn over our beds, and therefore we did already. However, as we mentioned, Allah follows Rabbi Yeshua, that the Din of Kfiyas Hamita, and really all Dini Avelis, they only begin only after Stimas HaGoylo. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braiso, Me'emes HaZoyk V'nas Hamita is Ve'erev Shabbos. So this also we mentioned earlier, that on Shabbos, an Avel has to turn his bed right side up, because he's not allowed to show Avelis in public. It's not normal for a person to have his bed upside down. And therefore on Shabbos, the Avelim have to turn their beds right side up. So the Shaila is at what point on Erev Shabbos are they supposed to do this? When on Erev Shabbos do they start turning their beds right side up? So says the Braisa, it's min mincha ulamayla. It's from this man mincha and onwards, that's when they're allowed to then turn their beds right side up. And Isis brings, he's unsure if this means mincha ketana, mincha gedayla, but at some point by this man of mincha, that's when already it becomes mutter to turn the beds right side up. I'm a rabbi bar huna. That Afal Pikein, even though it's true that they're allowed to turn their beds right side up on Erev Shabbos at some point before Shabbos begins, either Mincha Ketan or Mincha Gedaylo, Ve'enu Yoyushev Oleha Achetechshach. That doesn't mean that they could sit on the bed when it's right side up. They still can't sit on it until it's already nightfall on Friday night, until it's actually Shabbos. Even though they have a heter to turn it right side up, they still shouldn't sit on it until it's actually Shabbos. Ulamaitzai Shabbos, and on Motzei Shabbos, when they have to turn their bed back upside down, afa pisha'in lo leishe velo yoy mechad. Even though all they have left of the Shiva is to sit for just one more day. Sunday they get up from Shiva, which really means even Sunday morning, because mixes ayim kekulai. So they're really getting up in a couple of hours. They make Abdallah, it's only a couple of hours until they're getting up from the Shiva. Still, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, that Chayzer v'Kayfe, they have to turn the beds over, they have to turn the beds upside down again, even though it's just for a short period of time. We don't say, the Ritva points out, we don't say, Mixas Halayla Kikulay. This is the Raya. You see from this Braisa, we don't say, Mixas Halayla Kikulay, and they have to turn the beds upside down again, even though it's just for a few more hours. In Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, HaKoyfe mitasai, one who has this din to turn over his bed, loy mitasai bovadu koyfe, el komitoi shigesh loy besaych besahu koyfe, he turns over all the beds that he has in the house, even the ones that he's not sleeping on. Vafilu yesh loy esar mitois basar mekoymois, even if he has 10 different beds in 10 different places, koyfe es kulan, there's a halacha, then he's supposed to turn over all of the beds. Vafilu chamisha achen, even if there are 5 brothers who live in 5 different places, umeis echad, and only one of them dies, so it's only in one place that they have the mace, Kulan Kaifen, all of them have to turn over their beds, even in the houses that the mace didn't live in. V'maisa mita hamiuchedes lekelim. However, even though it's true that the Avelim, they have to turn over all of the beds, if an Avel has a bed, that he doesn't really use it as a bed, it's a mita hamiuchedes lekelim, he uses it to throw his clothes on it, he uses it, it doubles as a closet. Right? Nowadays, we would never do such a thing. Nowadays, we have treadmills that double as the closet, right? But they didn't have treadmills, so they had the other bed. So they had the bed that doubled as a closet. So even if he says the Braisa that if he has a bed that doubles as a closet, it's really just a bed that he uses to throw his clothes on. So then Ein Tzarech L'Chpeisa, so then he doesn't have to turn it over. That's not considered a bed in this context. He does not have to turn over a mita hamiuchedes l'kelem. And says the Braisa that Dargush, a dargish bed, we'll see soon what exactly a dargish is, but a dargish bed, Ein Tzarech L'Chpeisa El Zeikfei. That also, he does not have to turn it over, he's allowed to keep it straight up. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Eimer, that dargish mater es karbita v'unayfil me'elav. He doesn't have to mamish turn it over, but he has to loosen the straps, which are the straps which hold up the bed frame, so he has to loosen the straps and then the bed frame will fall onto the floor. That much he has to do. He doesn't have to turn it over, but at least he has to loosen the straps until the bed frame falls onto the floor. Now, my dargush, what is this dargush? So Amar Ula tells us it's arsa de gada. So interesting, Rashi over here, at least the Miyochus Rashi says, what's an arsa de gada? He says it's basically a good luck charm. Rashi says it's a bed that they had as a good luck charm, and people would sit on it for good luck. So the other Rishayim are bothered. The Ran already asked, it's Darkei Amayri to have a good luck bed. That's Darkei Amayri. It doesn't seem like it's something that's very Jewish. So he says, rather, the Ran says that really it's a good luck bed, but not a bed that a person would sit on for good luck. It was a bed that the person had, which he didn't use it at all as a bed. It was just a bed which showed wealth. It was a bed that was just extra, which wasn't even used. It was like symbolic of the fact that the person had so much money, he had such mazel tov, he had such good mazel, he had such good luck, good fortune rather, that he had even an extra bed. So it was a bed that wasn't actually used as a bed. That's the idea. Either way, that it's a bed that wasn't used as a bed, so that's what the Tanakhama said, he does not have to turn over. Amar le Rabba, Rabba said to him, Rabba said to Ula, who said that this bed, this dargish is the arsa de gado, el meyata, if so, gabe melech ditnan, that which it says by a king, that kola am mesubim ala aretz, vuhu meisiv ala dargush, it says that when the king is an aval, so everyone else sits on the ground, and the king sits on a dargush. Wait, that doesn't seem to make any sense. Meika midi da'ada idno lo yoisvine, vahashta meisvine le, until he was an aval, the king doesn't sit on this bed. And now that he's an Avul, we put him on this bed, we treat him better than we did before when he wasn't an Avul, that doesn't make any sense. However, Maskel for Ravashi said, why doesn't that make sense? My Kushya, what's the question? Midi dahava achilu ushtia. We have a similar thing by eating and drinking. Da'ada inna lo yachline, until v'lo yashkine, until the person's an Avul, nobody feeds him, nobody gives him to drink, and hashto yachline v'ashkine. And now by the Suda Savra, so the neighbors, they make him the food, they give him the drink. So you see, we treat the Avul better than we did before. So it's not so schwer that we would treat an Avul better than we were until now. That's not the kasha. Ali kasha ha kasha. But if you want to ask Anula, who said that the guard, who said that the dargush is the arsa de gada, it's the good luck bed, So this is the kasha that you could ask on him. That nan or the tanya, like we learned in the brisa, that dargish eino itzaruch lechbaisai ela zoykvai. That the dargish bed, you don't have to turn it over. You could just keep it straight up. Now vi arsa de gado, and if you're going to tell me that a dargish is a bed, is a good luck bed, but it's a regular bed, so amai eino itzaruch lechbaisai. So why would there be a din that you don't have to turn it over? Ha tanya, but we learned in the brisa hakoyfe mitasa le mitasa. That when one turns over the bed when he's an avol, he doesn't just turn over the bed that he uses, he turns over all the beds in his house. So why wouldn't he have to turn over the dargush bed? Well, says the Gemara, that's not really such a kasha either. It's so shver that he shouldn't have to turn it over. It's no different than the treadmill bed, right? It's no different than the bed that's just used as a closet. That there, the Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that if he has a mita that's not used as a bed, it's bechlal not used as a bed, it's just used as a closet, so then he doesn't have to turn it over. So maybe by the dargish bed also, being that it's not even used as a bed, maybe that's why he doesn't have to turn it over. Again, if you want to ask a kasha, the kasha would be from the following. Because the Braisa said that Rav Shimon Gamliel Aimer, that dargish matar karbita v'unayfel me'elav, that by the dargish bed, you just loosen the straps and then the bed frame falls down. Now, v'yisal kadaitach arsa de gado, and if you're going to tell me that a dargish bed is an arsa de gado, my karbita nislay. So everybody knows an arsa de gado doesn't have karbita, it doesn't have these straps. So it must be that that a dargush is not an arsa de gada. So that's the final kasha we ask on this pshat avula. We prove that a dargush is not an arsa de gada from the fact that it's clear in the braisa that it has karbita and it has these straps, and an arsa de gada doesn't have these straps. So ula is incorrect. A dargush is not an arsa de gada. So says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, so Amar Leah Humir Abanan Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Shemei, so a certain Rav said to him, that Vashchiach Beshuka de Gildoi, and he was a person who was commonly found in the shuk of the Gildoi, of the leather makers, and he explained that my dargush, what's a dargush? It's an arsa ditzla. It's a leather bed. It's a leather bed, and the Ritva explains that being that it's a leather bed, so if it's turned over and the leather has to go on the floor, it's going to get ruined. So that's why there's a din that there's no need to turn it over because it's going to get ruined. So Alzdavar Avid, the Avil doesn't have to turn over the dargush. It's a leather bed. He doesn't have to turn it over. And Rabbi Gamliel held that even though it's true, he doesn't have to turn it over. He doesn't have to turn it over, but at least he's loosened the straps until the bed frame falls onto the floor. I guess the bottom wouldn't get ruined, or it wouldn't matter if it got so ruined. So that much he has to do. And the Tanakhama said that no, he doesn't even have to do anything. And says the Gemara, Marnami, Amr Rav Yirmiyah said that dargush seiruga mitaychai. Now the dargush bed is this leather bed, so its stitching was inside, meaning there was some pulls on the side of the bed frame. But when it comes to a dargush bed, so the straps went inside these pulls. It held up the bed, the straps went inside the pulls that were on the side. Whereas mita seiruga al gaba. Whereas by a classic bed, so then it also has these poles on the side, but the straps go on top of the poles. That's another difference between a dargush and a mita. And Amr of Yaakov bar Acha, Amr of Yishua ben Levi, halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that the halacha l'maisa, we pass him like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that it's true that a person doesn't have to flip over the dargush bed, but he has to at least loosen the straps until the bed frame falls down. And in Marnami, Amr of Yaakov bar Acha, Amr of Asi, that mita, or it's really another halacha, that Amr of Yaakov bar Acha, Amr of Asi, that mita shenakliteha yoitzen, zaykvay vidayay. If a person has a bed, that's a Naklitan bed, which we learned about in Sukkos. It's a bed which had poles coming up from the top of the bed, where they would put some sort of netting to protect the person sleeping in it from the bugs. So it had these poles sticking up. It would be impossible to really turn it over, because if it would be turned over, it would be on these poles, it would just fall down. So therefore he says that Amita Shaniklitaha Yoitzin, if a person has one of these beds with poles coming out, so then Zaikfa Vidayoi, he doesn't have to turn it over, he just has to be Zaikfa, which the Rishonim explain means to tilt it on its side. He tilts it on its side, and that's enough. Tanra Abaye, we learned in the Braisa, that Yashan al Gabe Kisei, if a person, instead of flipping over his bed, he turns, he sits, and he lies down, he goes to sleep on a chair, or al Gabe Udanye, or on a mortar, Gedayla, on a big mortar that you can fit on, or al Gabe Karka, he sleeps on the floor, he wasn't Yaitse Yeschiev, and I'm Rabbi Yechonon Shalakiyam Kfiyas Amita. What that means is that he wasn't mekayim the din of kfiyas amita. Kfiyas amita doesn't just mean to sleep in an uncomfortable way. It means dafka, to turn over the bed. So this guy who didn't turn over his bed, instead he just slept in funny places, so that he's not mekayim his chiyav of turning over the bed. Another halacha says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan mechabden u'mabitzen bebeisa eval, that a person's allowed to sweep and sprinkle the floor with water, also a way of getting rid of the dust. He's allowed to do that in a beis avel u'medichen ka'arais v'kaisais u'tzleiches v'kitainiais bebeis avel, and he's also allowed to do the dishes. He could wash the cups, the plates, the small plates, the small cups, all these different things. He could wash them in the avel's house. Ve'im mevien es amugmar v'sabesamim lebeis avel. However, a person is not supposed to bring nice smelling spices, mugmar, besamim, different nice smelling spices. That much he's not supposed to do. He's not supposed to bring that into the avil's house. Now ask the Gemara, ain't, is that true? A person's not allowed to bring the nice smelling spices. But Tani Bar Kapara, but Bar Kapara taught that ein mevarchin, a person doesn't make a bracha loy al mugmar v'al besamim v'beis avil. He doesn't make a bracha on the spices that are inside the avil's house. So what's that mashma? That that a person doesn't make a bracha on the spices, but a person does, he is allowed to bring it in there, he just doesn't make a bracha. So it's a steer to what we said before, that he's not even allowed to bring it. Says the Gemara Lekasha, Haba Beisa Evel, Haba Beisa Menachemin. One's talking about the Beisa Avel, and one's talking about the house of the Menachemin. The Rishayim explain different pshatim. One pshat we'll go with is that the Beisa Avel means when the mace is in there. So then the spices are being brought in as just a way of getting rid of the stench of the mace. So in such a case, the spices aren't there, the besamim aren't there as the good smell. It's just acting as a air freshener to get rid of the bad smell. So in such a case, the bracha is not made. So in that case, the spices are allowed to be brought in, just the bracha is not made. And Haba Beis HaMenachemin is when the mace isn't there anymore, so then you're not even allowed to bring in spices. Then it would just be to make a nice matziv, that they're not allowed to do. Just to bring it in, when there's no mace in the room, that's when the Braisa said that spices are not allowed to be even brought into the Avil's house.